This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, coming up in a little bit, let's say 4:30, you will hear from Pete Alonso, who has a special request of me after I met with him yesterday in spring training. That's coming up a little bit later on. If you've missed any of the show, you can rewind it on the Odyssey app. If you're watching us on TV, I think they showed my hit on SNY Saturday night, and a lot of accusations have been made that when I was on Sports Night, that's a show on SNY, by the way, T.
Yes, I know.
Many are accusing me of being drunk, that Evan was, that's me, that I was a little, into it. Oh. I was enjoying the, what's the term, liberations?
Libations.
Libations.
Yeah, I'm doing a keg.
Let's see, what did I say on this?
I was wasted.
I said, you're hammered.
You said I was hammered.
And then I sent you Enter Sandman from Metallica. Sleep with one eye open.
Did you guys think I was wasted while I was on SNY?
See, it's tough. When you're wasted, it's tough. I think so, but then I question how much took you to get wasted. Right. You know what I mean?
Well, he was too coherent to actually be wasted.
He was disheveled. Yeah. Yeah, a little sweaty, red cheeks.
He's always disheveled. Thank you.
So how hot was it? It was like 80 degrees down there?
It was a very warm night. Here's the reality. I was not wasted. Okay, I did have a few drinks at the game, but I was in a wonderful condition. That's for sure. So I was all fine. Mm-hmm. My senses were within me.
Poor Nikki. She was like, what in the heck?
Yeah, Nikki was like, what is wrong with that guy over there? The truth is I was disheveled because I took a very early morning flight. I went to Florida. Me and my wife went to the beach, had a beautiful lunch at the beach, took a walk on the beach,
Wow. Then
checked in at PGA National, beautiful hotel. I advise anyone who's in the Palm Beach area to check it out.
You have sex on the beach?
Excuse me?
Sex on the beach?
Little cake by the ocean for the Roberts family?
That's a drink, Evan.
Oh, God.
What do you think I was talking about?
You almost got me to answer that. But I'm not going to answer that. Then I went to Das Beer Garden and hosted a live Rico Bronya.
Oh, Jesus.
Then walked across the street to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium to watch Juan Soto go 3-for-3 and the Mets to play a game. And then about 45 minutes after the game, I went on SNY. So I was disheveled because I'm disheveled.
Man, it sounds exhausting.
Yes, it was an exhausting day. I'm a disheveled person to begin with.
No.
So when you take the disheveled and you add all of that, you've got an even more disheveled person.
It's the red cheeks and the grin. That has, a couple shots and a couple frozen drinks, and away we go. Mm-hmm.
You know what it was? I think I was called, what's it called when you're not drunk, but
tipsy?
No, nothing like that at all. When you're very tired. And there's a term for
what's hungover?
No.
Punch drunk?
Punch drunk. Thank you, Sean.
Bang.
I think I was punch drunk from the whole day.
That makes sense.
So my look.
Wait, what time was your flight?
We took off at 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah. So you're out of the house at 5.
Out of the house at 5. Plane, lunch, beach, pit stop hotel, podcast, Met game, SNY hit. And then After it's over, then I did go and have a few drinks back at the hotel.
I'm sure you did.
And I was.
That's when you had sex on the beach.
Yes. A lot of sex on the beach. And then, I'm not going to say his name, though I guess I could. Dude from SNY calls me up. I'm already half in the bag. And he's like, hey, I just want to, you want to hear JJ and CeeLo make fun of your outfit? And I'm like, no! I don't need that. I'm having a good time. And meanwhile, what was so strange about where we stayed at PGA National is, you know who coincidentally was staying at the exact same hotel?
Who?
The New York Yankees.
Really?
Because the Yankees were playing a spring game in West Palm on Saturday and a spring game in Jupiter on Sunday, so a bunch of guys made the trip. And it what really jumped out at me is when I was checking in, and the person next to me says, I'm sorry, we need to change the room for Oswaldo Cabrera. And I'm like, what? How many Oswaldos are there?
Right. Especially Oswaldo Cabrera that happened to be yes. in Florida right now during spring training.
Yeah. So I didn't run into him. And apparently Pete Hoffman, who did a great job this weekend, ran into Aaron Boone at the bar. So I think they had a good time.
Boone's hanging.
But just for the record, to SNY, to Nikki, to all of the executives, to you, Tiki, I was just very tired and disheveled.
Right.
There was no...
For future reference, Evan, yeah. Vodka, peach schnapps, orange juice, cranberry juice, and creme de cassis.
What's that? Oh, that's sex on the beach?
That's sex on the beach.
I know it is something else, but thank you very much. Now, Aaron Rodgers is still not a Pittsburgh singer.
Uh-oh.
Maybe he is.
This is not Roger news, but there is a monster NFL trade that just took place.
Trade?
Yes.
All right, let's hear it.
Give me the two teams first.
The Commanders.
Ooh.
And the Houston Texans.
The Commanders.
All right. Hit us.
The Washington Commanders have gotten franchise left tackle Laremy Tunsil away from the Texans in a draft haul that includes a second rounder, a fourth round swap, plus a third rounder this year. So a 2-3 and a swap.
That's a lot, isn't it,
for
Deke?
Laremy Tunsil.
That's a lot to give up.
Yikes.
We've seen.
He's been great in moments. But last year, the number of procedure penalties because of the new rule. Obviously, I'm not blaming him totally. The NFL, as we all know, put in a new tackle on the line of scrimmage rule. Mm-hmm. It's a procedure penalty. It was every game. It was one of those. And because of that, he had a disadvantage and he gave up a ton of sacks last year. I think that he was penalized maybe first or second in the league this year.
Oh, wow.
He was just bad.
Right.
Doesn't mean he's a bad player, but that new rule truly really affected him. Now, maybe they think they can coach him better down in Washington, but if he's a Pro Bowl, All-Pro Laremy Tunsil, that's a humongous move for the Commanders.
It's a lot to give up because I think back to the two guards that got traded, Joe Thuney and Jonah Jackson, and it basically was for fifth-round picks.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a lot. And here, you're saying it's a second-round pick, a third-round pick, and then a swap of draft pick. Yeah. That is a big, big-time thing to give up.
Now, the way it's worded is it says, and a third-rounder this year. So I'm assuming the second and fourth, if you're going to word it that way, means next year's draft picks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. We'll see.
And they also, of course, have already traded for Deebo Samuel. This
well, they're going for it. I mean, there's no doubt, and you got to appreciate that because the Commanders had a really good year last year, and they're trying to build off of it. And so they're being very, very aggressive. Now, one guy they're not going to acquire is Myles Garrett because Myles Garrett is a fraud. That's what I've come to the conclusion of. Myles Garrett is a complete fraud. If you are going to demand a trade and write a letter talking about how much winning a Super Bowl means to you, and that's what it's all about, I just want to win, I want to win, I want to win, please trade me, and then turn around and sign a contract with the team that you just demanded to leave, then I'll give you credit, you're a master negotiator. Like, major kudos for that.
I think that's what you have to say.
I can't say that he's a fraud?
No, I think he just wanted more money. People do this all the time.
It's fine that he wants more money.
They do it all the
time.
But
don't sit there and tell us how much you want to win a Super Bowl.
Well, he does want to win a Super
Bowl.
No,
he doesn't.
But he wants to get paid, too.
You know, he wants to get paid more.
Yes, more.
And then don't write a letter.
That'll help him win a Super Bowl. And it's hard for me to get upset with him because, you know who else did this? Max Crosby. Did the exact same thing.
Did he demand a trade specifically because he didn't think he could win with the organization he was in?
I forget how it was worded with Max Crosby because it never felt real when he said it.
Right.
His whole life has been the Raiders, and like the reason that their identity is Max Crosby, basically, for the last half a decade. So it never felt real for him, whereas because of the, I don't even know what to call it, the cluster you know what that they have at quarterback in Cleveland, it felt like Myles Garrett was being honest. Like, dude, you guys can't get this. You screwed this up.
He wasn't honest, though, because he ended up...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm saying. I felt like he was being honest.
Right.
Right. But maybe he was just ploying to get a humongous contract.
And that's fine. That's fine because money is king. And if you want the money, you have every right to want the money. But I take everything he said and wrote to be very not genuine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like, give me a freaking break. You want to win a Super Bowl? I can't win in Cleveland.
Right.
Just pay me enough money and I'll stay.
But does it matter?
No, I'm over it. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Now I can move on and not give a rat's ass about Myles Garrett. I mean, I don't care when he's facing the Jets and he's sacking my quarterback 10 times. Let's get to some of your phone calls. The latest is that Justin Fields is a Jet. Aaron Rodgers reportedly could be close to signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Giants have had a major interest in him. Where would the Giants pivot if Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh? And also the latest on Garrett Cole. Still not official that he needs Tommy John surgery, but it's certainly trending that way. 888-808-1019. Brett is in Connecticut. How are you, Brett?
Hi, good. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about Aaron Rodgers quick with the other caller who said about Buffalo. I want Tyrod Taylor to stay with the Jets because, and he should be the starter. If you look at the Buffalo game that was 40-14, the last two touchdowns were scored by Tyrod Taylor, not Aaron Rodgers, who was shut out the entire game.
Right.
And I don't want him with the Giants as a Giant fan. I just would like to see Tyrod Taylor get an opportunity because he's been robbed his whole career with a needle in the lungs and with the Chargers and things like that. But with the Giants, I don't want to have a situation where the Bears had a coach, got Caleb Williams, and fired the coach. I don't want to get anybody. I just want to fire the coach, have a bad season, and maybe you get Arch Manning for the following year. That's about it.
That's hard to think like that, though. Before the season, we haven't had the draft yet, and you're already tanking 2025. I just can't get on board with that.
Well, I don't even think a tankologist like Sean would get on board with that. No. Are you ready to tank another season after you wanted to tank this season?
No, not at all. Let the tank happen naturally. I won't root for it.
What happened that?
Well, I think there comes...
If Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback, it's not going to happen naturally.
I agree.
But I think if...
Jameis Winston is, it will.
If the season gets off to a terrible start, and let's say they're 0-7, not suggesting that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll walk you through this world where that happens. You're in a tricky spot because the head coach and the GM are gone. They're not surviving that. They're not surviving.
They're 0-7, no doubt.
Right, and they're not surviving a tank that ensures that you get the number one pick to get Arch Manning. So at that point, if you're John Mara, you just have to fire everybody because what would happen?
Middle of season, which he doesn't do very often.
Did it with Ben McAdoo.
Did he?
Yeah.
Middle of season?
Steve Spagnuolo became the head coach.
Right. It was late in the season, but.
How many weeks was left in that season?
I think Spags coached the last three or four games.
It was basically a week after the whole Eli Manning thing.
Right. And you also had guys fighting on an airplane back from Washington on Thanksgiving.
Look, it takes a special kind of bad to get fired midseason, or you have to have an inept owner, kind of like Woody Johnson, and then it all works out. Kendrick is calling from Suffern. What's up, Kendrick?
Hey, gentlemen. I wanted to get in on this Justin Fields stuff, but also talk to Giants. You know, Tommy's American dream is turning into an American nightmare as we are on the road to WrestleMania and the NFL draft. Because last year, I remember him wanting Tommy DeVito as his future quarterback, and he might just get it. Because the way I see it...
I mean, he's the only one on the roster right now.
and Tiki, the way I see it, honestly, I mean this respectfully, and I know it's going to be a little insulting here, but Big Blue's kind of turning into the Blue Jays, because you were just alluding to something here, which is, what player is going to sign to be here long term? And it almost is like they're using the Giants as a springboard to get their market up. Because even if you do your part as a player, the other part of the organization might falter. And the coach and the GM that you signed on with is no longer here. And you see what happened to Rodgers with the new regime. So that's one thing. But I do want to touch on Justin Fields. And I am super pumped up, Evan. I know I heard you earlier in the show talk about Jeff Van not being excited. Well, I am the opposite of that. I'm just relieved that we might have a creative mind here and our offense might look like it belongs in 2025 and not 1985. Because to me, Justin Fields allows us to play a game like the Lions played, where we're going to go for it a little bit more on fourth down. Last week, I called Tiki and Sean and mentioned, you know, I think there's an opportunity moving forward in the league, not necessarily to have a two quarterback team, but to have a package where certain quarterbacks can, you know, utilize their strength.
Right.
And when you look at the tush push with Jalen Hurts, as wild as it might sound, who would you rather have on fourth and one, Jalen Hurts or Patrick Mahomes, as long as you have that offensive line? Well, and so to me, Justin Fields, he just brings excitement to the game. I just want them to draft Tyler Warren, maybe go after a Chris Olave. And I know the Knicks got the Nova Knicks. Maybe we can get the Ohio State, Penn State, the Big Ten college, you know, tandems here. But, guys, I'm super pumped as a Jet fan, and I just can't wrap my head around why others wouldn't be.
Well, Kendrick, Evan and I were talking about this in the break, and in the question is, where has this worked effectively? That is, having a run-first quarterback. And I guess be okay in the pass game. And the place that jumped to mind immediately was obviously the Baltimore Ravens. But Lamar Jackson is a great passer as well.
Right.
So like it's an outlier. You can't put any comparisons. But Evan brought up the Eagles. I don't even think about it this way. But it's the perfect comp, because Jalen Hurts, he can throw the ball down the field. He's good at it at times, but he's not going to throw for 4,500 yards every season.
Right.
And they don't even ask him to do that. But what he does do is use his legs effectively. And when you pair that with a great run game, their offense is as explosive and unstoppable as any in football. We saw it in the Super Bowl, right? And so there are examples of this, what likely will be the Justin Fields experiment with the Jets, that have had success in the NFL. The question is, how do you get it clicking and organized? And who on that staff has that kind of background to install it all?
Right. Well, what they have, even if you don't love Justin Fields from watching him in Pittsburgh or Chicago, what the New York Jets now have is a clear identity.
Yeah.
I know how they're going to try to win games this season. Will it be effective? We're about to find out. A, their defense has to be their strength. They have to have a top five, top 10 defense, something they weren't last year. The reality is their defense was a major disappointment. They took a big hit on their defensive line. Sauce Gardner had a step back season, and they weren't great. Yeah. They weren't as good as we expected this defense to be.
And then they lose DJ Reed.
And that's going to be one thing they have to do immediately. Right. They got to replace DJ Reed. And they need Sauce Gardner to have a better year. But start right there. Their defense is going to be their identity. And on offense, they're going to run the football. That's what they're going to try to do. Now, they have a quarterback that can use their legs, mm-hmm. but they also have multiple running backs who can be very, very effective. So their offensive line, which showed great improvement last year, is going to continue to have to be improved, especially in the run game, where it was not as good as it was in pass protection, because pass protection turned out to be kind of their strength on their offensive line. But that's their identity. Now, is it going to work? That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
But what I like about what I'm seeing as a Jet fan is this is what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to have a big-time defense and run the football down your throats.
Right. It feels old school as a winning formula, but it can work.
It's old school with a new school touch.
Right.
Because if you're running RPOs and you've got Justin Fields making tons of plays with his legs, that's 2025 more than it is 1995.
It's exactly what the Eagles did to win a Super Bowl.
So the question is, can Breece Hall, your favorite player, be Saquon Barkley? And I say yes, because a year earlier, when Saquon was still here, and we would have that discussion, Breece Hall versus Saquon Barkley, it's not a crazy discussion. You were able to say, they're on the same page. You just need to be in the right situation. Saquon Barkley needed to get away, unfortunately, from the situation he was in and go to Philadelphia, and we saw the brilliance of Saquon Barkley.
Jets O-line going to be the Eagles O-line?
No. That's why I look at them and say,
that's really what they need to do.
Yeah, they got to get close to it. I don't know if they will be, but they are a poor man's version of what the Eagles did so perfectly. And if that poor man's version gets him 8 or 9 wins, I'd be pretty excited.
Then maybe they're on their way. Now, the challenge is you lose in free agency, and we teased this a couple times, but you might as well bring it now. Morgan Moses has left the building, so to speak, in Fulham Park, and he's headed to your rival.
That's the worst part. Not only did they lose a steady right tackle like Morgan Moses, they lost him to the Patriots.
Yeah. Right. And look, he's aging at this point, but he's still a good player.
Very steady.
And he's steady, and he's a great offensive line leader, right? And so you need those veterans that have been around and have had some levels of success, and they just got to replace him.
They have to replace him. And Kendrick brought up a name, Tyler Warren, the tight end. If you would have asked me 3 weeks ago about drafting a tight end in the first round like Tyler Warren, I'd have been like, I'm not too sure. The reason why he may be perfect is he is an excellent blocking tight end, too. Yeah. And for a team that's going to run the football a lot, they may need a little bit of that. Let's go to Mike in Oceanside. What's up, Mike?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Yo!
This weather's got me wanting some liberations myself right now.
I understand.
Just a couple of things I want to say. I'm excited about Justin Fields as a Jet fan. If we can get this guy to stay in the pocket past his first read and teach this kid how to do that, I think he's going to be all right. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be on the Steelers. He's got Freiermuth, and then he can just throw the ball down the field to Metcalf and Pickens.
Not bad.
You just got to toss it up there.
Not bad.
And I think Russell will be on the Giants, and I think it's a good fit for him. It's not as much drama as having Aaron here. Mm. He's got a hot wife that he's going to promote. She's going to have her career here. I would just caution Russell Wilson with bringing the hot wife to New York. We saw how that wound up with Mello and Lala, you know?
Come on, don't say that.
Oh, come on, we don't need that kind of... bad juju.
Bad vibes, man.
We don't need that juju.
But he's right about one thing. The most appealing part of playing for the New York Giants right now, because Kendrick brought up there the Blue Jays, no one wants to play here. The most appealing part about being a New York Giant is New York. Mm. It really is, because it's not a great situation. It's not. But living in New York, especially if you have other aspirations, is appealing.
Does, by the way.
I know. That's why I think Russell Wilson's going to be a Giant. We come back with more on that. Do we want Russell Wilson as a New York Giant? Plus, I will reveal to you something Pete Alonso asked of me. I had a nice chat with Pete. We recorded it. It's a full interview, but I will play the small part where he asked a favor of me, and we'll see if I could, if I should pull that favor off. How we doing on this busy Monday, the first day of NFL free agency? Coming up in just a couple of minutes. You'll hear from Pete Alonso. Had a nice chat with him yesterday in Port St. Lucie, Florida. But the big football news today, the Giants are awaiting potentially decisions from Aaron Rodgers and other veteran quarterbacks. And the New York Jets have added Justin Fields. Hunter is calling from Poughkeepsie. How are we feeling today, Hunter?
What's going on, man? I'm good. I'm actually great. I'm calling to address the Jets fans that aren't excited about this. I just don't understand, like, what do you want exactly? Because, you know, some of this stuff has already been said, but with the options available to them, this is quite literally the best possible option. Yeah, you know, I hear Carson Wentz name out there, Mariota out there. Like, come on, what are we talking about? This is a bridge quarterback potentially with the potential to be more. And that's all you can really ask for. And there's a couple reasons why. Number one, he has connections to offensive players already that can make an impact. Garrett Wilson, Jeremy Rucker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you could take that seventh overall pick now and maybe draft McMillan, right, that wide receiver, give him another option.
Yep.
We can still take a quarterback in the second round with Jackson Dart and then address the offense and the defense through the draft, the offensive line, things like that. So I just don't understand. And as a Jets fan who's a season ticket holder, I just want to ask everybody that doesn't agree with this, what more were you expecting? This is quite literally the best possible outcome.
I think, not to speak for Jet fans I disagree with, but I think it comes back to Rodgers. I think it comes back to the decision to move on from him. There were a lot of Jet fans
who think he gives them a better chance.
Yes, yeah. Who did not want to move on from Aaron Rodgers. So when you compare Justin Fields, and you're right to do it, to Mariota and to Wentz, the other free agent quarterbacks the Jets have been attached to, Fields, for a myriad of reasons, is the better option. But I think when you look back, and you look at Rodgers, that's where the Jet fan says, hey, we would have had a better chance to win if they ran it back one more year with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think, though, the Aaron Rodgers situation in New York with the Jets, it just creates this that lingering expectation that you're somehow going to win a championship with him. And that may be outside of the of what's real. Mm-hmm. And so I think by starting over-ish, with Justin Fields, if he becomes your starting quarterback, like, you don't know what the ceiling is.
Right.
You don't know where you're going.
That's what you hit on. I love that.
But at least you're going somewhere for hopefully a while.
Carson Wentz.
As opposed to going somewhere maybe high, maybe low, but for a couple of years.
Well, with Wentz and Mariota, where the hell were we going?
No.
I mean, that would have been horrible. Yeah. I'm so glad it wasn't that. Now, we'll get back to your phone calls, including where the Giants should go at quarterback with the latest around Aaron Rodgers, even Daniel Jones and his connection to the Giants, not coming back, but how his decision impacts the Giants. But yesterday, I was in Port St. Lucie, Florida, had a couple of chats, and one of the chats I had was with Pete Alonso. Mm. And you can hear the complete interview, because we talked for a little bit more time, on Rico Bronya tomorrow night. But at the end of our chat, he made a request of me. So, ladies and gentlemen, I take you back to yesterday afternoon, a nice conversation between me and New York Mets first baseman Pete Alonso.
I still want you as a Met for life. I assume you still want to be a Met for life, correct?
Yeah. Well, okay. You should. I mean, again, you should grow your beard out again and
That's
see what happens.
Asking.
Yeah, grow your beard out again. See
so
what happens.
You need another beard to get this going?
Yeah, for sure.
When should I start it? Can I wait or do I have to do it right now?
I think you should shave opening day or like right before opening day, have like a fresh, clean slate, and then go from there.
Done. I'll do it for you.
I appreciate
only
it.
For you
as a bargaining. You should do that as a bargaining tactic.
Now, I admit when I said done to Pete Alonso, that was me talking out of emotion.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do that.
Sorry, did you talk to your wife? Hey, honey, guess what? I just promised Pete Alonso.
Well, before I spoke to my wife, I wanted to speak to you guys. I mean, is this something I should
Dude,
really do?
I liked you with a beard. You look badass with a beard.
Thank you.
I liked it.
I'm
all for it. As long as you groom it. Don't let Sean goat you into some dumbass wager where you can't even touch it up.
Well, this is not a wager. This is a request from Pete Alonso.
So do it, but make it look sweet. And then I'll be happy.
Okay. But I can't shave it off until he extends or something happens.
Yeah, but you can keep it nice and neat.
Nice and neat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I don't know. I'm trying to think of the who has a great beard. Sean, who has a great beard off the top of your head? Just like full great beard.
James Harden?
No.
No, he doesn't. Harden. Don't use him as an example.
He's like he's hiding his face.
Yeah, which maybe is a good idea
full,
for him.
A full nice beard.
Full nice beard that just looks good on a man.
Sean, should I listen to what my captain tells me?
No, your hair started to stink by the end last year.
That's because you wouldn't let him like groom it. You wouldn't let him do anything.
I mean, in fairness, Pete never said, I can't groom it. He just said, grow a beard, use it as a marketing chip.
Tiki, if we weren't on radio, I think we'd have a sidebar conversation. He just admitted an hour ago he is constantly disheveled. In what universe is he well grooming this beard all year?
I can't find a good looking beard right now.
I'll give you a good
Zach Bryan.
I'll give you a good beard.
And Zach Bryan has a good one.
Zach Bryan does have a good beard. I'll give you this guy. This is the only time Evan will ever be mentioned with this guy in the same sentence. Chris Hemsworth. Now, you don't have to go Thor in Marvel, but he's got a real nice, tight beard.
Yes. That's a good one, actually.
I got to be honest. I'm less concerned about how the beard looks. I'm more concerned about Pete. You know, if he's requesting this of me, and of course I'm a loyal Met fan and a loyal Alonso fan, I feel like I'd be letting him down if I don't do it.
You also verbally committed, which is...
I sort of did.
No, you didn't sort of. You said yes.
It was in the moment. What was I supposed to say? Go screw.
Verbal commitment.
He found a sucker. Okay, this was a long, tumultuous winter for Pete Alonso. He didn't know where he was going, if he'd be back. He probably didn't get ultimately what he wanted. And he looks at Evan Roberts and goes, look at this puppy dog. This is the first time I can have control over anything all offseason. I'm going to make this fat bastard grow a beard. Don't fall for his tricks.
So I'm just a toy to Pete Alonso?
Yes, you're the Petri dish.
And I will give it some more thought, but the complete interview tomorrow night on Rico Bronya, where he did talk about his free agency. Yes?
The Jets keep spending.
All right. What do we do now?
The Jets have given out a 3-year, $36 million deal with Ravens corner Brandon Stevens, who started all 17 games last year.
So there's your replacement for DJ Reed. That's basically how I read that. Now, how much money did you say?
3 years, 36. We don't have the guarantees.
What did DJ Reed get earlier today, out of curiosity?
Oh, it was a big deal.
I got it. 3 years, 48. So it's a little bit less money. DJ Reed, by the way, signed with the Detroit Lions. For 3 years, $48 million, 32 of it guaranteed. The Jets' pivot now is to add the Ravens corner. What's his name again and how
Brandon
much money?
Brandon Stevens.
Brandon Stevens.
Making $12 million a year, which is on the low end.
So they get him on a cheaper deal than DJ.
23 guaranteed.
How old is he?
He is 27. He was a third-round pick in 2021.
They basically guaranteed him for 2 years.
So what do we?
He's going to be your cornerback for 2 years. That's basically what that says. Unless he has a breakout season and then they extend him.
Do we like this move, Tiki? Tell me if I should be happy right now.
Yeah, he's a good cornerback.
All right.
He wasn't great last year, but he's a good cornerback and he's paid commiserately. He's making $12 million a year. Paulson Adebo, in comparison, who just signed with the New York Giants, signed for $18 million a year.
Gotcha.
The top end cornerbacks make about $25 million.
And here's the reality. The Jets are very likely. I don't know if it's going to happen today or tomorrow or this offseason. They're going to extend Sauce Gardner. Mm-hmm. Like, the idea, and I floated it out about using him as a trade chip to move up in the draft, that's not happening.
Right.
It was never happening, but it was an interesting, hey, they could use this if they wanted. They're going to lock up Sauce. He's going to make a crap ton of money. How much can you pay multiple corners?
Yeah. And so, I mean... But you got to remember, when they think about this. Myles Garrett just signed a contract with the Cleveland Browns that is 4 years, $160 million. $122 million of it is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
His base salary is less than $2 million.
Mm.
So whenever Sauce gets that deal, whether it's before the season starts or next year, it's going to lower significantly the cap.
That's true.
Because the base salary is so low.
Very, very true.
If the Jets are smart, they'll do what the Eagles do. They'll give him a signing bonus, and it'll be whatever huge number it is, and they'll throw on two or three void years, right? So it can spread it out over however long you need to, and it just makes it so much easier to sign other people.
So they've replaced DJ Reed, a free agent corner they lost. We'll see if they how they try to replace Morgan Moses, who left them.
That's
to sign with the New England Patriots. They may not do it in free agency.
Right. That's
going to
be the hard one because there's.
He was one of the better free agent right tackles out there,
and there's not a ton of them available.
No, you're right. That's a tough one. That was a big blow, especially seeing him go to New England of all places.
Right.
Toll free number 888-808-1019. Ozzie and Woodridge, what's up, Oz?
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
Yo.
Hey, when Alonzo asked you to get a beard again, you should have introduced him to the saintly Sylvia and said, this is my beard.
or something.
And you know what's impressive about Ozzy? He didn't have a lot of time to write that. Like, that's not something he didn't have, like, all weekend to think about it because he didn't know what Pete was going to say. So, you know, for that, I give you a lot of credit. Good job out of you, Oz. What else you got?
Thank you. Sean, safe and relaxing vacation, my friend.
Thank you, Oz. I appreciate it. By the way, you did make me audibly laugh out loud at that joke, so a couple points for you.
There you go. Nah, you really need a vacation right now. Because you were like Jonathan last night, sinking in quicksand. You need a break, bro.
Yeah, uh-huh. Good call.
Nice one.
Yeah, that's a good one. You're 2-2 so far, Oz. Keep
Ozzy
it going.
It's better than the 6-1 drubbing I find myself at the Pru on Friday night.
That is true.
Yeah, that was sad. But, Sean, between the blue skirts, blowing the game in Ottawa, and then giving up a touchdown and an extra point against Columbus, the two teams you're in a battle for the wild card spots, Cole, and now the Giants QB situation, I really want you to go and relax and get away, all right?
Yeah, things aren't great, Oz.
He needs it. That's a good point.
How much are you going to pay attention, Sean, when you're away?
I am shutting it down. Not a single tweet.
Not a single anything.
Nope, I'm not answering this chat. I'm proving a point.
I'll take you up on that one.
Yeah, I agree with Tommy. He not only will he tweet, guys, he will tweet specifically about Saquon Barkley.
Shirtless photos, the whole nine.
Yeah, right. What happens if he's at the same resort as you?
Well, first of all,
penthouse suite.
I would hope on the contract he got, he is not staying at the same resort I'm staying at.
That will be more exciting than this current season of White Lotus. I would sign to watch Sean and Saquon Barkley at the same resort.
I got to tell you, Loogie, me and my wife said the exact same thing. We are 4 episodes in.
It's going to get good.
Not a damn thing has happened.
Nothing has happened.
Last time was a good
episode. I am so annoyed by this show right now. I actually told Tracy, you might be watching the rest of this by yourself.
No, you can't throw in the towel. It will get good, Tiki, but so far, nothing has happened.
I've wasted 4 nights already.
Last night was great.
It was not great. How was it great? Because the stupid girls on the girls' trip are out like, hey, it was so fake acting. I need to find fun. No, you don't.
I love when Tiki gets heated about things like this.
I was so annoyed by that show last night. That's funny.
What else you got, Oz, before I move on from you?
Sean, just no pictures of you beached a la Costanza on the couch trying to elicit and solicit that one person. But, Evan, you are an evil imp, Evan. Strike 1, Garrett Cole. Strike 2, Manaya. Strike 3. You go down to Port St. Lucie and our guy, Francisco Alvarez. You're killing me, Evan.
Well, Ozzy,
stay away,
Ozzy,
and keep your mouth closed.
Ozzy, I will reveal a little bit later on, let's say 5:30, we'll set a good time for it, who is to blame, because there is someone to blame for the injury to Francisco Alvarez. There is a culprit. He is a well-known culprit, and I've got reason to believe he's the reason Alvarez got hurt, but we'll reveal that coming up at 5:30. I almost want to watch White Lotus now just to know if Tiki's right about his...
I am very right.
What season are they in?
3.
Forget it.
The boat's headed for the full moon party, Tiki. You can see the good story coming.
I'm all for the full moon party, by the way. I'll throw that out there.
The kid, Arnold Schwarzenegger's son?
Yeah, Saxon.
He is such a jerk off.
That's Arnold's son?
Yes, that's the point of his character. I didn't know that.
He either is great at it, because I hate him. I'm like, somebody needs to punch this kid, like, hard. And maybe out. And once his dad, whatever happens to his dad happens, I can't tell you how happy I'm going to be.
Wow.
Tiki, not a fan of the Ratliffs on White Lotus.
I am not at all.
Now you are...
The mom is a drug addict, Leprazarin, whatever the heck she's
Lorazepam,
taking.
Lorazepam,
whatever.
Spoiler.
Whatever. Okay, go ahead. I'm giving away...
Can you tell the Giants need a quarterback? Me and Tiki way more fired up about
the
Lotus.
I know.
It's not spoiling anything, because honestly, I have no idea what the words mean, but all I know is I kind of want to watch it now, just to see. So when I finally get to season 3, I'll be like, oh, Tiki, he was right,
well,
man.
Well, the problem is season 1 and 2, you're like, this is the greatest show I've ever seen.
Well, look, that's a problem with a lot of shows. Like, to me, Lost was that way.
Yeah.
Homeland was that way.
Right.
When you have great early seasons, sometimes, like, the 3rd and 4th season isn't necessarily bad. It's just not as good as the way a show started. Like, Lost, to me, is the best example of
right.
that. Because the first season of Lost is one of the best seasons of TV.
Well, what happens when you kill off the most important person on the entire series?
Spoiler.
I was just going to say Sydney Sweeney's in season 1, and you're going to go downhill no matter what, but that's not really a spoiler.
Is that true?
She's in the first season.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's go to Matt in Staten Island. How are you, Matt?
Evan, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
All right, listen. I think your opportunity with Pete Alonso is the best thing you could cash in on. Just look at me for a second. You got the beard.
Yeah.
You got the beard. You groom it good. You go under Tiki's tutelage for maintenance and fashion. Your wife is going to look at you one day like you are a conquistador walking Matt, onto the shores of Mexico.
Right. That's right.
I think this is this is your second act, Evan. Take the opportunity. Recreate yourself.
Hey, that's a great call, Matt.
That's a good point. It's a way to do it. I'm not threatened, you know, by like some bet I lost or I can't groom it. Pete said nothing about grooming.
Nope.
He obviously, it's allowed. I'm going to strongly consider this one tonight.
You should.
Reinvent yourself. By the way, and you'll hear this audio when I air it on the Rico, because I know you're not going to believe me. When Pete came over to me, first thing he said to me was, thank you.
Really?
He said thank you.
Yeah. To you?
To me. Thank you.
Because you got it signed.
For the beard. Yeah. He thinks it contributed to it all getting done.
All right.
So I not only...
why he wants you to run it back.
I think so. Because when I went to Pete last year in spring training... You know, I had to explain it to him.
Right. Now he gets it.
Oh, he knew all about it. So, thank you, Pete. It meant a lot to me. Let's go to Santos in Staten Island. How are you, Santos?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. What's on your mind, pal?
Okay, so I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a good fit for the Giants. I mean, after all that's been going on with the Jets and Salah and everybody else who has gotten fired, who's gotten thrown out. I think the Giants are not looking for that. I think they're going to go with Russell Wilson, and I think that he'll be a better fit than Aaron Rodgers.
But think about this, and I want to ask you guys this. If we are all on board that the Giants signing a veteran quarterback is literally a bridge to whomever they draft, whether it's trading up for Cam Ward, whether it's drafting Shedeur Sanders, whomever that is, that's the second debate we'll all have, but we all agree the veteran they sign is the guy that gives them the chance to win in the short term and eventually leads to whatever young quarterback they draft.
Right, because they're going to do both.
They're
going to draft a quarterback, even if it's in the second round.
Yeah.
Or late first, whatever, because they could work their way back into the first if they need to, say for Jackson Dart. But they are definitely signing a veteran.
Right.
They have to.
So what makes, and I want you to give me specifics on this, because I've been thinking about it, and our caller brings it up. What makes Aaron Rodgers more appealing than Russell Wilson?
Because I just feel like Aaron. I think Russell Wilson's washed. I think he's shot. I think he can make some big plays here and there, but the consistency down to down is simply not there, and the stats back it up. You realize last year he had a negative EPA, and this is advanced stats, unless if you care about advanced stats in football. But he had a negative EPA in total on the season, which is it's hard to do when you have as many when you're a winning team, right? And so, I just think he's lost that. That he used to have. It'll show up every now and then, but it's not consistent enough to really be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Aaron Rodgers still has like high-end winning potential in him as long as he's healthy. And going into last year, I know we were questioning how healthy is he going to be? What's he going to look like? He looked like a shell early on in the season for the Jets last year. But as it went on, you started to see him look better. He started running a little bit more. Now a year and a half removed from that Achilles injury, I think he might be all right, even if it's just for a year. So it gives you a chance to win next year, whereas I don't think Russell Wilson gives you as good a chance to win next year as well as groom the young player.
Why do you prefer Aaron Rodgers, Sean? Is it everything Tiki said or anything more?
To me, it really just comes down to I know they're signing a veteran. He turns the ball over the least. I'm just looking for a guy that doesn't turn the ball over. That's it.
I mean, Russell Wilson, to his credit, has not turned the ball over a lot in his career.
Okay, so
isn't that one of his positive attributes?
But last year, every big game, it felt like I was watching Pittsburgh play down the stretch, including a couple with the Ravens. He had, and I know this happened on that Saturday game, just the most inexplicable turnover in the red zone where he's overthinking things. Rodgers had that bad game in London, don't get me wrong, but to me, that's the one thing I can count on. I'm not looking for a guy to throw for 35 touchdowns. I've lessened the blow of that.
I get that, but Rodgers had a higher interception percentage last year than Russell Wilson did.
I mean, as a Jet fan, I would complain, especially early in the season when the opportunity was there, that some of those turnovers were the biggest turnovers of the year that right. helped derail their season.
You know how you say using, you know, I like to use my brain. This goes beyond reading numbers.
No, forget reading numbers. Did you watch the Minnesota game?
Yes, I did.
Did he turn the ball over?
Yes, it was a horrible game.
Okay, not numbers. That's the fact.
But I think Rodgers, when he had those big turnover games, like that is where it was valiantly big. You know, there was three in one game. Over the course of a season, watching both of them, over the course of a career, I'm trusting Aaron Rodgers playing mental gymnastics at the line of scrimmage, and I know that it's very low on the, but that's all I'm considering.
So
right
both
now.
Of you guys are saying, flat out, Rodgers is better than Russell Wilson. That's what I prefer.
Right.
Simple as that.
Okay. And slightly less corny.
Corny?
Yeah. Less corny.
What does that mean?
You don't know what corny means?
No, but what does that mean? Because Rodgers has been criticized a lot, specifically from you, about all the extra stuff.
It is extra
so
stuff.
Then what?
I don't like
so
that stuff.
So you're saying the extra stuff of Russell Wilson is more right. annoying to you than the extra stuff of
Put
Aaron Rodgers?
Way. After a bad loss or a win, and we get the post-game sound that we go through, here's what I would prefer to hear. Yeah, you know what? You know, the passes weren't there. Like, the bull crap, I'm smarter than you, Rodgers, is better than this. Well, you know, Giants country, let's ride, right? I mean, hey, missed a couple
What
today.
About when Rodgers goes on McAfee?
That's going to annoy the hell out of me. But you know what I've realized?
I don't think it'll annoy me.
Even if it doesn't, guess what we can do?
Because he would be ours. And so I wouldn't be as annoyed by what he's saying. I'm serious.
Now you understand why I wasn't annoyed, but it was mine.
And I learned last year to listen to McAfee in those interviews. I'm choosing to do that. I don't have to listen to him do McAfee every week.
No, you kind of have to, just in case he says something newsy that we have to talk about.
I'm talking about if I wasn't working
here. Oh, I got you. Because we got to supply it to the people. Why do you prefer Rodgers over Wilson?
Because he's way better. I mean, in their primes or even right now, he's just total. Russell Wilson is just, he's shot. I wanted him a couple of years ago. Cause
you think Russell Wilson was far worse than Aaron Rodgers last year?
Far worse. It was so bad by the end of the season. He just couldn't play anymore.
I think he was that bad.
Yeah. I just think Russell Wilson just doesn't have it anymore. Rodgers is just better. That's all.
What I did hear, and I admit, I'm going to admit this to you, because Tiki sometimes likes to accuse me of trolling. I do not troll. I'm not a troll. But what I just did was a very elaborate troll.
Of course. You wanted our answer so you could plan back later.
Because the reality is, and this is just me projecting here, Russell Wilson is going to be the quarterback of the New York football Giants. I think it's the reality. So here's what I heard that just made my heart flutter. I heard Tiki say Russell Wilson is washed. I heard Tommy say Russell Wilson is washed. Mm-hmm. And I heard Sean Moore go into the whole he's corny thing. Well, guess what, fellas? That's your quarterback.
Dude, first of all, I don't know. I think this
backup quarterback.
I feel like the Titans rumors are picking up steam here. Which also starts to worry me, because I think there's a good chance the Titans sign Russell Wilson and look at the Giants and go, what now, mother bleepers? How many first-round picks are you going to give us now for the first overall pick?
I don't think signing Russell Wilson, though, changes their view on that first-round pick. Because if you guys draft Russell Wilson, aren't you still going to trade up, potentially?
But the point is, now how much more leverage do the Titans have in asking price if they take away the other veteran option for the Giants?
Yeah, because the Giants need a veteran. Now, look, there's other guys out there. We talked about this earlier. But, like, who's won?
Well, I think if you... Okay, so I think the Giants are drafting a quarterback no matter what. I really do, and I've thought that for a while. So this veteran is more the guy who can help you try to win games in the meantime, which is good in the short term because John Mara came out and said, hey, I want to be in a better mood. Mm-hmm. You may end up just in that situation where you're bringing in a real bridge who doesn't give you much of a chance to win, like Carson Wentz, where that just could be your guy.
Oh.
Yeah, but Sean, in fairness, whoever you draft is going to play. Like, that's ultimately what is going to decide the future.
Not if you have Rodgers or Wilson.
Not if you have Rodgers.
I agree, but eventually he will play. You know what I mean? Like, even if it's not right away because Rodgers has success.
Right.
But eventually, especially if you're trading up, that guy's going to play. So what does it change? It changes your short-term hope of winning games. But it's not like the long-term plan gets affected greatly, because I think you're drafting a quarterback either way. Let's go to Patrick calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, Evan. Hey, Tiki.
What's up,
How are you guys?
Good, man. What's up?
Tiki, I got a great beer guy for you, Evan.
Who is it?
Chuck Norris.
Oh.
Chuck Norris.
And that's a great example because he's a ginger like me.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm Chuck Norris without the muscles.
I was just trying to think more recent.
It's been a while.
I haven't seen Chuck Norris, but he did have a great beard.
That is
but
true.
But like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
That's who I aspire to be. Dan is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Dan?
What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling about Justin Fields. I think that is just a great pickup.
you know, I really think the upside of Fields is unknown, and it could be very high. He's a young guy, and he had a bad team in Chicago and kind of a weird situation in Pittsburgh. So and I don't understand why you're saying that they would pick up Russell Wilson. They would pick up two quarterbacks from Pittsburgh.
No, not the Jets, the Giants.
Talking about the Giants. Yeah,
the Jets are done, I think, at quarterback in terms of free agents. Like, right now, their room is Justin Fields, Tyrod Taylor. And I think the Jets I think publicly they're going to say it's a competition.
I do.
The more I think about it, but I think it's going to be one of those competitions. I don't want to say it's rigged, but they are leaning towards Justin Fields being the guy. Like, it would have to be a disaster for Fields to lose this quote-unquote competition.
Right. And don't forget, Jordan Travis is there as well.
That's right.
We have no idea what his health status is right now.
That's right. I think what the Jets did is they eliminated the guarantee they're drafting a quarterback. They may draft a quarterback. They don't necessarily have to.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.